scramble them, and sometimes she would just fry them. Now, some of the kids liked them fried hard, hard eggs. And me, myself, I just liked them just once over. And she would...
You liked that part runny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it runny. And I got a little grandson. Well, that boy young, he loves eggs, and that's where he wants them. He wants them runny. He wants them real runny. Now I had one brother at home. He never ate an egg. I don't reckon. I never didn't know him to eat an egg. He never would eat one. The rest of us all eat eggs. Mom would have to fix him something else. So. But he just refused to eat eggs all his life. And I don't reckon he ever ate any eggs. He just didn't like them. There's something.
You know, like, for breakfast, you had coffee, and you didn't have milk in it. What did you call it?
Just straight coffee. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I guess now I got a boy that's the only way he'll drink coffee. Well, that Ted that run that shop, you know, he drinks coffee. He drinks a lot of coffee. They have a coffee pot right now. If you go by the shop, you can get a cup of coffee. I was in there this morning, got me a cup of coffee, sit down and talk and drink coffee with him. I had to go to town. I run by there. And that's the only way he wants coffee. He don't want nothing in his coffee. And the other boy, he likes sugar in his coffee. But Ted, he just wants just straight coffee. That's the only way he drinks it. And my daddy was the same way. My daddy, I don't never remember him doing nothing but drinking straight coffee. And we always had plenty of milk and cream to go in coffee.
You know, you told me about having syrup put on the table.
Yeah, it stayed on that table all the time.
How did that syrup, where did you get it from?
We made it ourselves, uh-huh.
What kind of trees did you get?
Oh, well, you get a sugar cane. You grind sugar cane and get the juice, and then you cook the juice down. You start boiling, and you boil it, and you boil it, and you boil it all night. Sometimes you boil it all night, a big vat. That would be, a place to boil it in. You could call it a pot, I guess, but we call it a vat. It's a big cast iron vat, and it would sit there, and it would be wide from here to that television, and it would hold probably 50-75 gallons in it at a time. And you take that down, you start boiling this year's sugar cane juice. After you run it, it had a cane grinder, and it was pulled by a horse, and he walked around in a circle. And he fed this crane in this here sugar cane, this stalk of sugar cane. You know what sugar cane is, don't you? Well, you just take that sugar cane and you could feed. If it was a big cane, you could only feed one stalk in at a time. But if it was a smaller cane, well, you feed it in two stalks at a time. And that horse would be one fella standing there with shoving his cane. His horse is walking around and around and around and grinding his cane. And that juice is just pouring out of there, just into that. And you take that and you strain it, put it in your cooker, and you start it boiling. And you boil it. You put it on this afternoon, say at 4 o'clock, and somebody tends that all night. And boil it, and it gets down lower and lower. And then you skim off the skimming. The skimmings will come to the top. And you skim that off, put it over in a barrel. Keep skimming that off at every hour. You skim that off, and that's keep your syrup, make your syrup pretty and clear. Keep it from being like it had trash in it or something. You skim all that off and put it over there in a barrel, and that's what them old timers called cane skimming. And it would ferment in these barrels, and people would get drunk on it.